East Coast Breakfast.
We are joined by Michael Ngema. He's the director of the Umlazi International Film Festival, taking place from the 28th of November all the way through to the 2nd of December. And with that, we say good morning, Michael.
Morning.
Well, there you go.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for having us. Thank you. Yes, good to be here.
Good to have you. So for our listeners who haven't heard that there is a Umlazi International Film Festival, tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so Umlazi International Film Festival, we're doing our fourth edition this year at Umlazi, at MUT, but our opening night will be at Max's Lifestyle. So it's been really like a collaborative initiative of the community, filmmakers, musicians, all runs of artists from different sectors.
Yeah.
So really like create a platform that everyone can find space to develop. For development, as we're doing workshops and masterclasses, and also to showcase talent, and also like Umlazi has the biggest singular township in the country.
Yes,
you know, Soweto is masterful, but Umlazi is the singular township.
Yeah.
So, but then, and we have a lot of global stars coming from Umlazi. I think that our history is not really written properly or recorded properly.
Yeah.
So we're trying to work on that as well. It's just a festival that is really focusing on development and also showcasing talent from the townships. But it's an international platform, so we've been getting films from France, from Canada, documents from Toronto, from Nigeria. We've guys that just landed now from Lesotho, also from Nigeria. Some are landing in tomorrow. It's really big. This year, it's just it's on another level.
That sounds really exciting, Michael. So the Umlazi International Film Festival, it's always prided itself on being community driven, which is, you just explained that. What are some real on the ground impacts that you've seen in the area and surrounding areas because of the festival's work?
So we have collaborated with or partnered with Creative Arts College. So they've sponsored us with like 10 bursaries. So we have 10 graduates that we have today because of the initiative. And those were NQF level 5. And now we are doing NQF level 6 for the next year's enrollment.
Oh, wow.
So we have a lot of testimonial stories. Some of the guys came and top on, they won awards on the 48-hour, because we also collaborated with the 48-hour film festival. Umlazi High School participated on the 48-hour and they're screening this year. So for the first time in our township, a high school is going to be in cinema.
Wow.
Yo. Yeah,
so
I love it.
Yeah. So that's happening. So what is happening as well is that it will be the first time also that because MUT, Mangosuthu University of Technology, it's a technical university.
Yes.
So they didn't have creative arts at all.
Yeah.
So now because of the festival, now they have music inside. They have dance inside.
Yes.
So a lot of opportunities are coming in, and also private sector is now starting to pay attention to really like, hey, what is happening, and let's engage. And
So Mfethu, we don't want to just talk about the Umlazi International Film Festival when it's happening. We want to support you guys throughout the year because you guys are big on youth development, and you just spoke now about the MUT. How do we do that? How do we get involved, number one, for the festival now and just supporting and putting you guys on a platform for the rest of the year?
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that, because really it's not, we are a full year running a program, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you get involved this year? It's just simply just RSVP. We have posted on our social media on Facebook, Umlazi International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, Umlazi_Film Fest. You get a link there to RSVP for your days, because we have 4 days of masterclasses and workshops and screenings as well, running parallel. And also you can just visit our website, www.umlazi.co.za.
Can you give us an idea of some of those workshops that are taking place?
Yeah, so we have first day one would be the 25th. On Tuesday is going to be book Indaba, literature Indaba. So we're launching authors, we are doing adaptation, which will be a launch of the first book that we are launching is a book by the Vice-Chancellor of Mangosuthu University of Technology. Wow. So Prof. Nokutula Sibiya, the Vice-Chancellor and Principal. And then day two, then it'll be the 26th, we're going to be focusing on music in Daba. So we have musicholic, we have some jazz artists that are coming in, doing masterclasses in music scoring, composition for films, yeah. for adverts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to be doing film in Daba on the 27th.
Yeah.
And then on the 28th, you're going to be doing... Umlazi Film Market.
Yeah.
So now, and there's a big program that we're doing with that as well. Wow. We're going to be discussing about distribution and marketing, because one of the challenges that our artists, our filmmakers, emerging filmmakers have is commercializing our content.
Yes.
And monetizing our content. So we're just going to be looking at this on how do we monetize, distribute, and what are the distributors are looking for.
That sounds amazing. It sounds amazing. We'll have a look at our diary. Somebody will be supporting you for your launch at Max's.
Yeah, we'll be there, Max.
Yeah,
I got 10 tickets for you guys. Bring a plus one. Everyone come with a plus one.
So that's amazing. Michael Ngema, thank you for joining us. He's the director of the Umlazi International Film Festival, taking place from the 28th of November through to the 2nd of December. You can find all of the details on all of the social media. Get involved, guys. Umlazi International Film Festival.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.